Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, October 17th. Worried that they might lose an important incentive for economic development, the Illinois Quad Cities plans to reapply to the state for an enterprise zone. Rock Island County and five cities have had one of these zones for nearly 30 years, and it's due to expire next year. Denise Bulat, executive director of the Bi-State Regional Commission, which helps administer the zone, says the key benefit is reducing the sales tax on building materials and abatement of utility taxes. But the Illinois Quad Cities application for an enterprise zone was rejected by the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity.
The board made the decision, the Enterprise Zone Board made the decision to award the first six ranked, and we were the 10th ranked. And so we did not get an Enterprise Zone.
And that's why members of the current zone want to hire a consultant to write the new application. The new application is due by the end of the year, with a decision expected by next fall. The partners are Rock Island, Moline, East Moline, Silvis, Milan, and Rock Island County. Farmers are busy bringing in their crops, but this weekend's heavy rains put a damper on their progress in northern Illinois. Guy Stevens reports on how things look for the harvest.
Miriam Wassman is director of information for the DeKalb County Farm Bureau. She says farmers were making good headway.
I'd say about half of the soybeans have been harvested to this point. Corn, as far as we look at our crop of field corn, we're just getting a real good start. We might have about 10% harvested.
That was before rainfall of between 6 to 8 inches fell in some areas of northern Illinois. Right now, fields are too muddy or even flooded to work, but Wassman says farmers hope to get back in their fields within a few days. She says predictions of a good harvest this year for both corn and soybeans still hold. As always, the weather will determine the final outcome. I'm Guy Stevens.
And rain has kept Iowa farmers out of corn and soybean fields in the past few weeks, significantly delaying the harvest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says just 32% of the Iowa soybean crop has been harvested, the lowest percentage harvested by the state since 1985. And only 13% of the corn crop for grain is finished, the smallest percentage harvested by the state since 2009. The law firm that won a landmark gender discrimination case against the University of Iowa Athletics Department will challenge the school's handling of sexual assault and harassment complaints next. Des Moines-based Newkirk Zwagerman filed two lawsuits yesterday seeking changes to how the school responds when female students report assault and harassment. The lawsuits argue that a culture of victim blaming, implicit gender bias, and gender stereotypes hinders how cases are investigated and resolved on the Iowa City campus. The case highlight an issue that has put universities on the defensive nationwide over their practices, including how they balance the rights of the accuser and the accused. They seek court orders requiring more surveys of students, analysis of investigations to monitor for bias, and training on gender-based violence. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.